Welcome back to Advice, where we drink whiskey and we talk advertising. Fellas, today we're going to talk about something that is an unfortunate part of the industry. When we're taking over a new account that has previously worked with another media company or another agency, I want to start by talking about control and ownership. It's a pretty rampant problem when we're taking over accounts, especially for small business. Mm-hmm. Small business generally gets taken advantage of. So in my experience, 50% of the time, there's some kind of ownership problems. What should a business owner unequivocally make sure that they own at all times?
The very least, your social media. Uh-huh. Those are so hard to recover. You have so much history and reputation there. It's really, really hard to restart the social media.
I would say Google Business Profile. Mm-hmm. That's a nightmare too. It's one to get validated and get to the point where it's actually like optimized and working. But reclaiming access of one is insane.
Yeah,
like it's an awful process that rarely ever works. Most people just end up making a second.
So, right.
Yeah.
That's true. And I really feel strongly that analytics, if I had two things that I was going to make sure I owned, it would be analytics and my domain.
Oh, yeah.
The domain to the website.
Yeah.
As long as I've got access to that domain, I can do a lot. And as long as I've got analytics, I've got historical data. Mm-hmm. Would suck to restart a Facebook page or an Instagram page, especially if you've built a following. But it's doable. But if that domain, if I can't get access to it, then you're kind of stuck.
That is true.
Unfortunately, I see a lot of agencies, especially media companies, that do that. The really old school, traditional agencies.
That's all a package deal. You get the website with the marketing, with the domain, and they own it all.
Right. And they convince you to transfer that domain in a lot of cases so that they can manage your website. Just my advice would be just don't ever do that. And I worked in major media companies, and I saw a lot of things that were great. Really good process driven, really scalable, do good work in some certain areas, but that kind of stuff was pretty rampant.
So. Yeah, losing your domain is pretty bad. You can always get a domain that's close to it, but you lose so much. The history, the reputation of the domain.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everything from an SEO standpoint is basically you're starting from scratch.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's pretty bad. Yeah.
So when it comes to ad accounts, that's a fuzzy area, right? Sometimes it makes a lot of sense for the client to have access. Sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And right, we have to have those conversations all the time. So, Aiden, what do you think? What are the platforms where you feel like the client needs full access, partial access, no access?
Full access, the CRM. Mm-hmm. They need to be in there seeing things, especially if they're scoring leads or if they need their team in there scoring leads. CRM full access. Semi-access would be analytics, I think. Or I'm trying to think of like tags specific. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone going in and messing up my tags. So maybe that's just view-only access. Like I'd probably transfer view-only to analytics as well. Mm-hmm. And then...
Same with the website.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call on the website as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's always an interesting one because you want to make sure that they own the website ultimately. And you got to limit certain clients from going in there. I mean, certain clients, if they're skilled and they have resources and they understand, you know, and especially if it's a, well, if you mess it up, then that's not on us.
Yeah.
But then you get some clients where you're like, please don't ever touch this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say analytics, I think that they need to have ownership of for the same reason we're saying, right? I almost feel like that's a, you own it, but please don't go in there and make adjustments.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to have ultimate ownership, but not edit access.
Mm-hmm.
That would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another layer of permissions though.
Right. So then let's say like ad platforms though, Facebook pages are different than Facebook ad accounts. And you've got the manager and the nested kind of stuff going on with that. What is the best practice for Facebook advertising?
Well, covering what you were just talking there, full ownership of the page. There's where a lot of the history and reputation is, a lot of the content, followers, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But the ad accounts are a lot more transient on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's easier to spin up a new ad account on Facebook than it is to spin up a new page.
Right.
So yeah, 100% they're different, and you can treat them differently. I do think it comes down to kind of the expectations up front. Mm-hmm. You know, there are situations where owning your ad account makes sense, and then there's others that, depending on the relationship with your agency, that you wouldn't necessarily own the ad account.
Yeah.
So that's the conversation you should have up front.
I think it's, you know, we do performance commission-based advertising a lot of times with no setup fee. Mm-hmm. So for me, I almost feel like, well, I should own that ad account, right? You can always spin up another ad account. I'm not taking over a different ad. We built it. But if I'm going to do this on commission, then I feel like, well, that's just one thing that protects us as your commission-based agency. But at the same time, like I can appreciate like, well, this is my business. This is my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You're running ads through my Facebook page, my business's Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I can see the need a little bit for them to have eyes, access, ownership, and ownership from that transferability standpoint. So, I mean, it's tough. It's an ethical dilemma, right? Because you know that there are bad actors out there on the client side that would let you build an ad account for them. And you're working on commission, things start working really well, and then they remove your access and they run away with the ad account. Then all the work you put in is wasted, is gone. You don't get paid for, unfortunately. On the flip side is the bad actor on the agency side that has access and you have a good campaign. You don't want to lose that campaign, but then the relationship with the agency sours, and then the client wants to move to another agency, and then you get held hostage, mm-hmm. right?
So the other thing I would say to that, too, is the other big difference between not owning and not having visibility into what's happening mm-hmm. is a big difference. Because the longest time, the biggest issue with not having visibility into the ad account was not knowing if the agency was actually spending the amount they said they were spending.
Right.
That's really the big headache for a lot of people is really did they spend that money? And there's a lot less need for owning the ad account if they're transparent and provide reporting. If they can show you a report, what they spent, what they got, everything like that, you don't really need as much access.
Yeah.
It's that, but you need to build that trust. You need to have that transparency. If you don't have the transparency, that's where you start running into issues. If mm-hmm. your agency cannot prove what they did with your money, you might need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good. Google Ads, anything different with Google Ads? Them with Facebook ads, like because Google Ads, you can only really run one ad account per domain. Becomes kind of the hairy issue there. Yeah. You can start a new campaign, but you can't have them running at the same time. You can, but eventually, usually Google says something about it.
And you also run into some more serious optimization issues than you do on like Facebook.
Yeah,
definitely, you just end up competing against yourself and raising your own auction prices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's everything we just said was applicable to Google Ads. Google Ads starts getting more interesting and complicated when you start attaching it to things like the analytics and the merchant center and everything else. Then you start having some overlap of ownership and stuff like that. So it is more complicated, but it's essentially the same set of rules.
I mean, personally, my fear at all times is that somebody's going to go in with the adequate level of access and make an edit themselves that then cost my credit card thousands of dollars extra before we can catch it. Mm-hmm. And then you've got that, well, I didn't know if you're responsible. Were you not looking at it? Like, no, sometimes I go every other day without looking at your account and you just spent $5,000 that, right, we weren't trying to spend or we're working on commission. So not only did you do that, but we didn't get the, mm-hmm. you know, we spent too much, mm-hmm. right? So it makes it difficult for me to want to give ownership access to an ad account that's connected to my credit card. Mm-hmm. So, and then sometimes we're managing ad accounts that are connected to the client's card. I feel a little bit better about that because, well, if they go in and make a boofus, it's on them. And if we make a boofus, we usually have to pay for it. So, okay, right? That's something, that's why we do audits. That's why we have rules and things in place. But ultimately, if we make the mistake, then we're accountable to it. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to be accountable for a rogue account mm-hmm. that right, somebody went in and tried to make edits or they try to kick you off the account, but they keep the credit card and the billing stuff.
Yes, that's a nightmare.
So, I mean, the credit card, that's the big difference between all the other platforms we've talked about and the PPC platforms.
Mm-hmm.
The other platforms can't spend $5,000 in 10 minutes. Facebook and Google can.
Yeah.
You really need to go into it with a really healthy amount of respect for how much damage you can do in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. You know, this is a little slightly off topic, but it brings up a interesting topic, which is programmatic. And there's been a lot of stuff coming out in the last couple of years about programmatic. Agencies typically take 10, 15%, you know, 10% for a bigger spend, 15% for a smaller spend. Sometimes it's flat across the board, doesn't matter. But that with programmatic has gotten hairy because I've seen 15% become 30, mm-hmm. 40, even 50%. And a lot of these platforms are allowing reporting that includes that management fee. And so that really gets kind of hairy for me because now I'm the client, I'm reading a report, and the programmatic ad platform, the demand side platform, is reporting with numbers that include my management fee as an agency.
So the inside way there, and you do have to do a little bit of research, but you have to start looking at the numbers. Mm-hmm. They line up. Depending on what you're advertising on, you could have a $11 CPM, you know, cost per 1,000 impressions. You could have a $20, $30, $40, $50 CPM. But you should know what the expected CPM is. And then if it doesn't line up with what you spent, what your CPMs are, everything like that, then you need to start asking some questions.
Yeah.
But as long as you're kind of in the ballpark, and it can vary quite a lot, but that's where like establishing CPMs mm-hmm. up front. Like this is the expected $22 to $26 CPM is our target. And then that way you know if you stepped outside of that, something's not right.
Right.
And then the agency kind of needs to be able to explain that.
Yeah, I like that. And we take a margin. Sometimes we can't work on commission to do a brand awareness campaign. Working on a big one right now.
Yeah.
You know, game launch.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take that as your management fee. But the fact that there's agencies out there that can take double that management fee and not get found out, it bothers me. Right. And so we inherit those clients. That was happening, and then somehow they look at the numbers, or somebody that's smart over at that company starts to look at CPM versus impressions versus, right, something doesn't add up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we inherit them, and then it's a, you know, like bad, somebody that pulls a lot of baggage into a relationship. They had a bad experience, now they're super cautious. Mm-hmm. We try to do things ethically, but the last person said the same thing, so how do you get over that? And a lot of times you end up kind of paying for the old agency's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we get a lot of...
It's better than TV still.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, that's a black box.
Black hole. I threw you off.
I mean... You do have to double check that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you're spending money. You need to double check your numbers and have those conversations. Ask the agency.
Yeah.
You know, what does this number mean? What is normal for our, you know, industry or our ad type or our positioning? And then shop that.
Yeah. I think you're not going to find many agencies in the world that are going to give full ownership, transparent access to media.
Mm-mm.
Programmatic is going to fall into that too.
Yeah,
you're going to get a report, and that's just how it's going to be. So that comes from you're going to have to trust. Advertising, there's probably a little bit of gray area there. Sometimes they have ownership access, sometimes they don't. Might depend on whether it's a commission, performance deal, whether there was a setup fee, right? Whose credit card is on the accounts? A lot of factors there. Definitely 100% own your domain. Analytics might be somewhat gray. Maybe own it, but don't touch it.
Yeah.
And make sure you own your Facebook page and your social pages.
And have the logins.
Yeah. Oof,
yeah.
Actually have your logins.
Yeah. Website too. Have a login to the website before.
Oof.
All right. Yeah. Before you start switching agencies, go get your logins. Okay. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
If you inherit... an account, not inherit, but if you bring on an account as an agency and there is a former agency that unfortunately is hostile, they're not giving access, they're not going to play nice, they're not going to hand stuff over. What are the steps, if you were going to list them out, to help a company that wants to leave an agency to prepare yourself to leave and to keep as much equity as you've built with that other agency as you move in to a new relationship.
I think you have to do it before you tell them you want to leave. You need to take an audit of everything you have. Get screenshots of everything you have and everything you have access to. Especially if you don't own the ads or the Facebook ads, go in and take pictures of those. Make sure you document what you had before, especially what's working. And maybe especially what's not.
Yeah.
And then you got to rebuild what you got to rebuild.
Right.
But at least you have somewhere to start.
On that same page, the documentation, ownership documentation, the contract with the agency where it spells out what, who owns what, get all that stuff down. Because when it comes time to fight the battle with Facebook or with Google, those help.
Yeah. If I was going to make a checklist, it would go something like this. It would go, make sure you have ownership of your domain, analytics, search console, website, social platforms, ad accounts, probably in this order. Because a lot of times we'll rebuild an ad account, but we can't necessarily rebuild the website on a whim. And then assets. A lot of companies don't have their own assets, logos, high-res images, right? An SVG, an EPS version of your logo and all the different variations, letterhead, business cards.
Yeah.
So that's stuff that you can request. And although they'll probably know what's going on, the agency is going to have a hard time telling you, hey, we can't give you your assets. If they are, you're really in trouble.
Yes.
But at least make sure you own that domain and the analytics. Everything else could probably be recovered with a little work. And then talk to your new agency first. Figure out a way either to get them access. And if it's something where their access is going to be seen by the other agency and you're worried about them being hostile, maybe just have a plan. And you just kind of set a time, hey, Thursday at 3, we're going to do this. And we're going to do it all at once before anybody can really react. I hate that that's the reality that we're in, but a lot of times that's the reality that we're in. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
And just if your agency is hostile.
Right.
If you have a good relationship with your agency, then this doesn't apply to that.
Like, yeah.
You can just have a conversation with them and arrange everything. But
there's a pretty wide range of good agencies that maybe things didn't work out, but they're good and ethical. And then you've got this other group over here that is just,
oh, yeah.
They're going to try to hurt you.
Yeah.
And they, you don't know which one you have until it's too late.
They, a lot of times they have a bit of an idea. They don't know how bad it's going
to
be.
Yeah. Mm. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
But
we just
need to be.
We just had that happen where it wasn't as we didn't think it was going to be as bad until they found out they got the pink slip and then hostile.
Yep.
Petty. Oh, I don't know what happened to that analytics account. It just got deleted. So anyway. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. Hey, cheers. Good talk.
Of course.
All right. And for those of you still watching, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, like, comment, share, and all that good stuff. We'll see you next time. Cheers.